be in the land of the living. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad. And hey, Tamika Jackson, what a blessing to have another opportunity to share the word of the Lord with you on today. And family, this ministry works because we all work together to get this word out around the world. Listen, I just got to say it again. On this coming Sunday is my birthday celebration at the Center of Hope. And, family, I'd love for you to come and be a part of it just to say hello. Hey, man, how you doing? Happy birthday. Congratulations for 24 years of pastoring, 25 years in ministry. I would love for you to come to Center of Hope. I just need you to know I'm looking for you. Don't nobody come. I'm looking for you. I don't care if you ain't been to church since Mary had a little lamb. You need to be there on Sunday just so I can see your face. Why? It encourages me that to let me know that the seeds that I'm planting are growing good fruit. So I'm looking for you on Sunday. I don't know. That's a good Sunday to get a day off. I don't know. Whatever you got to do, come see about your pastor. And I know God will bless you in doing so. Let's pray. Let's start. Father, I thank you. You are awesome and mighty. You do all things well, God. I thank you for being a very real God, a very present God in the time of trouble. You are all that we need. You are all that we want. And we lift you high in all the earth. Father, I thank you for another opportunity to share fresh bread with those around the world who are viewing this video and on this call. God, I pray that your word is transformative. I pray that it is medicine. I pray that it is water for the thirsty, God. I pray that it is comfort for those who are in distress. God, I pray that you will continue to bind us together with chains that cannot be broken and continue to use this vehicle to encourage believers everywhere. And for this, God, I will bless you and I will give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 What a blessing, y'all. I've got something to share with you. Again, I said on this coming Sunday, this past Sunday, that we were literally 8 weeks out from the new year. And my heart started to turn toward the new year. What are we going to do watch night? What are we going to do there? And the Lord said, there are still some phenomenal things that you need to teach believers in 2016 before 2017, before we start making all those New Year's resolutions and all the promises that most of them we don't keep. There are still some things that they need to understand and have in their spiritual lives prior to. So on last Sunday, we talked about grace, and today we're going to talk about a power that you have that works in the darkest times of your life. Go with me to Acts chapter 16 and verse 25, and it says this, "And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them." Family, you have something so phenomenal in your life that I don't really know if you use it to the best of your ability. This has nothing to do with how well you do something, but it has something much to do with how often you do it. Here, Paul and Silas got charged on some trumped-up charges. I just need every believer to know you can do the right thing and still find yourself in some drama. You can be doing the godly thing and find yourself caught up in some nonsense. That's just the way life is. And sometimes I think it's the enemy trying to convince us to stop doing the God thing just so we don't incur the drama. But when you are doing what you know to be right, keep doing it, because in the end you'll be victorious. So Paul and Silas got drug into jail on some trumped up charges. There was a little girl who was possessed with devils, and they prayed a prayer and she was healed from these devils. And those who were manipulating her got frustrated. And here you have the story that Paul and Silas were not just in jail. They were in the inner jail. They were in solitary confinement with prisoners and guards all around them. What do you do when you're in a place that you don't belong, don't even know how you got there, and you're still a believer? Have you ever looked to God and said, you know, what's really going on here? How did you let me get in the midst of this? Family, you've got to understand that when you are a believer, wherever you are, God can use you for victory. Now that you're a believer, it is no longer about you. It's all about him, and it's all about you sharing him with everybody else through your life and your lifestyle. Let me say that again. It is not about you anymore. It's all about him and you sharing him with everybody around you. So wherever you are is an opportunity for the glory of God to be seen in you. Well, Pastor, why did I get fired? Maybe somebody at the unemployment office needed to see the glory of God in you. Pastor, why did I get sick? Maybe somebody in the hospital or the clinic or a nurse or a doctor that God wanted to share the glory of God with them, and he's using you. I need to say this to you, family. I need to get close and say it. You are being used. God is using you for his glory. So he is Paul and Silas are in jail. Listen, obviously on death row. I don't understand. At a time when they should have been complaining, they did something very peculiar that I need to give you. The Bible says that they sang praises at midnight. Two things we're going to deal with here. We're going to deal with their praises, and we're going to deal with the time. That's midnight. Family, I don't care if your singing sounds like garbage cans hitting the street at 6 a.m. in the morning. This is not about how good you sing. This is about you singing and giving God the glory right where you are. This is not about making albums. This is about making a joyful noise from your heart. At a time when they could have complained, they said, no, this is the right time for praise and worship. Family, I declare that the best praise and worship should not be on Sunday morning. The best praise and worship should not be at your Bible study time. The best praise and worship should be in your home and at the worst times of your life. That's the best time to give God glory. So here in solitary confinement on death row, Paul said, I'm going to sing a praise unto God. And they did it at midnight, the darkest time. Here's what I need you to get, family, before I get out of here. The darkest times of your life are the best time to praise God. You are a believer. You got to know that in the end of the story, you win. You are the star of this promotion called your life. You are going to win no matter how bad the conflict, no matter how big the enemy. In the end, guess what? You win. So therefore, you've got to know that no matter what the script looks like now, no matter what the surprise, no matter what the pressure, in the end, you win. So therefore, knowing that you are the star, knowing that there's pressure all around you, you've got to do what Paul and Silas did at midnight. But here's the crazy thing about midnight. The text, the Bible says, weeping only endures for the night, but joy comes in the morning. I'll say that again. Weeping, crying only endures for the night, but joy comes in the morning. When they began to sing praises at midnight, at the worst times of their life, 1 minute after midnight, it becomes morning. 1 minute after midnight, it becomes morning. So what does that mean? So it means though it was still pitch black and dark, they were into a new morning and still singing praises. What are you saying, Dallas? I need you to sing unto God. I need you to make joyful noise unto God, knowing that your morning may start before the sun rises. Your morning may start before things get any better. You've got to declare that in the darkest time, this is still the beginning of your morning. And the Bible declares this, that when they began to sing praises unto God, that the jail shook. Everyone in the jail, their wristbands, their chains, their handcuffs fell off. I'm closing with this. The reason why you've got to do it, because there are people around you that when you go forth, their chains are going to be broken. Your family members, your spouses, people on your job, when you begin to show the glory of God in your life, when they see a praise in you, when they still see complaint in you, their chains are going to come off. This is the best time. In 2016, family, you've got to use your worship to make war against the enemy. You've got to use your worship to cause bounds, to cause chains, to cause everything that's trying to hold you back to fall off you. At midnight, Paul and Silas sang praises. So I don't know who's on this call who's going through a midnight season in your life, but I dare you to do something crazy. Find yourself a corner all by yourself. Sing the song you know. You're not trying to make an album. You're trying to provoke the presence of God to do the incredible in your life. And watch God do the absolute incredible. Let's pray. God, you are awesome and mighty, and I thank you. God, I thank you for knowing that for the rest of this year, that when I praise you at the worst times, God, you can cause chains to fall off, not just me, but for everyone around me. So, God, that means that within us, there is a worship that will free our family members. There's a worship that will free people who are around us. There's a worship that will cause chains to drop off of folks who were never even expecting it just because of what's in us. God, I thank you for this God connection. But God, I pray that you would give us the courage and the stamina to worship you at the darkest times, at the times when we want to give up. There's a praise in our mouth that turns things around. So God, I bless you today and I lift you up and I pray for those who are watching this call. I pray for that man and that woman who's watching this by repost who really felt like giving up. I'm praying for that person who is at the verge of suicide or those folks who are about to walk away from their marriage or walk away from their family. I am going to lift up a praise that's going to cause the chains to fall off and give you the courage to remain and fight for what God has given you. I speak it into your life that this is not the end. Though it seems dark, there is a light that's going to shine in you and shine on you. I'm believing God for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 I'm lifting you up today. Know that I love y'all. Repost this video and watch God do incredible things. We got to go, y'all. So go in the love of God. Go in the peace of God. Go knowing you will never, ever walk alone. This is our prayer for Christ's sake. All God's people shout glory and amen. I love you much. We'll talk to you soon. Two fingers. Peace. See you tonight at Bible study. See you on Sunday.
For my birthday.
Love you much.